Yes, it does.
Set up right there.
What day was that we were at Raleigh's?
What day was that?
Sunday? Maybe. I don't remember. I don't think it was Sunday. I usually don't come to Brooklyn on Sundays.
Monday?
It must have been Saturday or Friday.
Saturday or Friday.
Excuse me, dude. That man is true.
Here you're set. I'd break my guitar out, but she'd probably show up when I did. Listen to the acoustics here. Oh.
That's how I do it. And the woman, I'm not using the B word, she's going to probably show up in 10 minutes.
Uh-oh. You can see the acoustics go right through the...
Yeah, yeah.
There's a house in the back there.
Oh, they can get it all?
I think they get the... The extended version.
I kept an eye out when I came to Berkeley 2 days ago, and today for you and or Kenneth.
I know Kenny, like I said, going more than 18 years.
Really? Great.
He's given me his phone number 4 times at least.
Uh-huh.
I've never reached him but one time a while back.
Uh-huh.
About 8 years ago. Every other time I've lost his phone number, or he's got really profoundly hard to ring up their phone numbers. And so the only time I see him is like this, impromptu.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of my dear friends. You can see that, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a note. He owns his own house and stuff like that.
Really? You're not going to lose it in this child custody thing?
Oh, you know about that.
Well, he and you brought it up.
Uh-huh.
You forgot at least some of what we talked about.
Yeah, I do get a little no-brainer sometimes. Yeah. And seizures have knocked the fuck out of my memory bank.
Well, you've got a lot more upstairs than most people I've met. So, you're doing okay.
I just put the top floor on.
Not necessarily. It could be a duplex.
It's a duplex. I'm looking for my add-on right now. With a good porch.
Yeah, right.
Only enclosed.
Right.
So you interview people and stuff like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Better, but you tell me which one you prefer. Professional urban gorilla or professional urban camper?
Professional urban gorilla.
It's more encompassing.
It's more threatening to the system.
Some of us people who are housing challenged, if you will.
Yeah, houseless.
Housing challenged.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't always been this way.
You have a home, just out of the house.
But my van's right around the corner.
Oh, you got a van. That's great. I hope you can hold on to it.
I don't like people to know that I am.
Right.
Because it immediately establishes a liability potential. I like to see things on an equilibrious basis between people. And that seems to put a disadvantage there. A, B, I'm not wearing my heart on my sleeve.
Right.
See, I never panhandle. I do the same
thing
he does.
When I was homeless, I couldn't panhandle. But you know, when I was homeless, it was a lot easier. In 73, 74, you were rewarded for rejecting society, being out in the streets.
In a way,
you were rewarded. Yes, you were.
But you were a novelty of sorts. I mean, you were a hobo or a tramp.
Well, not just being a novelty. Maybe it's okay. But I think there was really more of a resistance against the idiocy of our government, our system. The Vietnam War, the racism, and so forth.
Right.
So, and even after I got up...
numbed out, isn't it?
Oh, God. But I get spit upon all the time where people know I'm still on disability. I don't believe in working and stuff. And, but I do lots of work. I didn't get any money for it.
Right.
You know.
I feel good about that, but an important thing is that you don't have compassion fatigue. And
I didn't have what?
Compassion fatigue.
Oh, I get it. Now, when I was talking about dealing with homeless, no. I always keep the spirit alive because that's what Berkeley gave to me, 60s gave to me. I'm not going to...
You gave you by means of. How's that for giving you more credit?
Yeah.
Phraseology there.
Yeah, I like that.
One of the things I have is a minor claim to fame. You can go see the article in the San Francisco Chronicle. It's the only newspaper article.
I read it again. I want to see if I can still download it off the web. I'm going to go to the Chronicle's website and try to get it.
I think there's something on that on the website. I'm almost sure there is. But I know Ace Backwards is on there, and I think Hate Man. But
yeah.
I'm one of these people whose name, I want to keep it where, how do I describe it, in a diplomatic way? Anonymity seems too blunt, but something along those lines.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind the mark of fame in a way that makes people happy,
right.
But for it to come back to me in an egoistic sort of way, even when I consider egocentric, it seems to dilute the impact.
You know, when I was homeless, most of the time people didn't even think I was homeless because I kept myself clean or whatever. By the same token, it's not right that you should have to conceal that part of you because it would eliminate having a social life with certain people. So that's wrong. It's wrong. Because there's nothing wrong with being houseless or homeless. But people are very narrow-minded in the society still, unfortunately.
I'm a private person. How's that?
I understand. I said, you see, actually, if people had their heads turned out right, twisted on right, if you said you were homeless, they should congratulate you for your good attitude and see that as a positive rather than a minus. Instead, of course, it does tend to isolate one socially.
You know what happens is people, they close doors.
Yeah.
That opportunities.
Look, you might see, so if I tell people I'm gay, I live in a low income,
right.
I don't believe in working, and I'm on disability.
You got three stars already.
Yeah. So it's really been an isolating experience for me for a lot of years. But it was, to me, I consider a challenge or a test. I never gave in. I realized, well, what am I supposed to be? I'm supposed to be a spirit who puts more positive energy to people and doesn't bother emoting on what I don't have, but just continue. I'm doing fine. I'm healthy. And I feel really great about myself. I survived 4 lovers who died and stuff like that.
Which is awesome.
I know, but the fact is the spirits have come to me and they give me a lot of joy. So it's like, I really surprised myself that I'm more of the kind of person I admire than I ever have before.
You're obviously aware of depression in a very acute sort of way.
I've been suffering manic depression for years and years and years. Nowhere near as bad as it used to be.
I know. They say it plateaus out after a while. I was diagnosed with that.
Yeah, for borderline,
diagnostic, bipolarity and crap.
Yeah, but
Did you take meds for anyone?
Never did. Everyone's I tried were just horrible.
It was stupid. Worse than the fucking affliction.
Yeah. But I don't think it's all necessarily an illness or an imbalance. I think it might be a certain level of sensitivity that other societies might regard you as shamanistic, whatever. So an urban shaman might be a good term to use, acronym, urban shaman.
But push might be a little bit professional urban shaman.
Yeah.
That might be good, though.
Yeah.
So there are 3 choices now.
I consider you having shamanistic elements. Yeah, by the way you talk and the things you know and things you share, definitely shamanistic.
Being 51 pretty soon, I'm pretty wizened by force of experience. I wish I didn't know certain things that I know.
I know, same here, but you have to grow through it.
Which I do. One of the things that messes me up is that I'm one of these dipshits that at one time had it, and I blew it because of substance abuse and things of that obvious nature. Lost family.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Thanks, that was great. If I were living here, I'd be upset too. I could laugh about it.
More.
It would depend.
If you're trying to posture a reading,
I would not be hostile to people who are homeless. I would try to work something out. Like I would bring out dinner and stuff and say, look, after 10 o'clock, I have insomnia problems, but I wouldn't be a total asshole. I'd be only a partial asshole.
Diplomat. But his stuff magnifies through that.
Yeah, I know. I live in a place where if people come by and make noise, it magnifies right below my window. So sleep can be difficult.
And I have a sleep disorder, too. That's from being a pug.
Being a what?
Professional urban gorilla. Pug.
Okay. All right. Professional urban gorilla. I like that. Great.
Yeah. I haven't decided on pug or puss now, or puss or I'm not a sour puss, though.
No.
Well, I'll remember last time I saw you, I was looking forward to seeing my girlfriend this week. She's a no-show.
Oh, wow.
Really
sorry
depressed.
To hear that.
I'm really depressed.
What kind of a no-show? There's all different kinds of no-shows.
No communication, you know, no.
You mean she was there but didn't want to
see me? No, she didn't even fucking come over here to visit me. She had to come right here to see me.
Oh,
not
really?
I'm disabled, does it mean? Just like you. Mm-hmm. I help a lot of really, this is what I'm looking for, grossly, gravely disabled.
Mm-hmm. People work up into you again.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's
remember, you can only do so much. You can't allow yourself to.
I'm one of those dipshits that finds it easier to help others than themselves. See, it's a way of